Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 18th, 2006. And as I look out my home office window today, it is raining cats and dogs with lots of wind. Little note today. Today I share a message titled, He is True, Living, and Eternal. A wonderful, rather obscure verse from Jeremiah 10, verse 10 is our text today. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, the eternal King. This morning as I prepare this message from the comfort and peace of my home, I want to consider my brothers and sisters who serve God under extremely adverse circumstances. Especially I consider those undergoing persecution. Some are able to receive these and other edifying messages. Others are not and must feel so isolated from the rest of the body of Christ. May God give them a deep assurance of His care, as well as a sense of the concern from the rest of His body, such as those of us reading this. The prophet Jeremiah served God during extremely difficult times. He sure at times felt alone in his resolve to stay steadfast for God. But he remained faithful when judgment came upon the idolatrous nation and they were taken into Babylonian exile. He was tormented and ridiculed, but he persevered. Today, the Lord desires men and women who will, like Jeremiah, even in the midst of adversity, remain steadfast and faithful. What great assurance this short statement that comprises our daily verse must have given Jeremiah and will also give us today. Three words describe the immutable God of the universe: true, living, and eternal. Consider each of these bedrock adjectives in light of the shifting sands of the world's value system. They're just as valid in describing God today as they were 2,600 years ago when Jeremiah lived. For God does not change. These adjectives describe the one who said, I am the God of. The present tense is always necessary in describing the true, living, and eternal God. He always is. Today, although most readers, most listeners in the case of this podcast, are not being persecuted, at least in a severe physical sense, some of you are going through a serious trial that is testing your faith. I encourage you this day to place your faith in the eternal King who is ever true and ever living. He is always the great I am. A portion of a song comes to mind today, an old hymn of the church that I, and I'm sure many others, have been blessed by. We may trust Him fully, all for us to do. They who trust Him wholly find Him wholly true.
Father, because You are the true, eternal, and living God, I can entrust my past, my present, and my future needs to You. I'm so glad the Word of God declares that You are the great I am, not I was. As my issues change and my needs grow, You are present to meet everything I bring before You. I place my confidence in You as I remain steadfast, immovable, and faithfully abounding in my walk with You.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that today, Brooksine. And we want to encourage each listener this day, put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. You can have a confidence that the very same God that Jeremiah spoke of is the God that you serve and I serve today. Stay encouraged.